Now, just across the other side of the park, I've spotted a guy wearing a hat, bright yellow suit, some gloves, and a big green bin liner. I'm no detective, but something tells me I might have found my man. The Wombles of Wimbledon, come now we. And that click is because I found my man. I'm just going to stand back while the local paper photographer does his thing and go along and try and see if we can meet this mystery man.
Something like 10 minutes or less, I've picked up half a bag full. Beer cans, plastic bottles, something that contained a pizza, presumably.
Is that an average weekday morning's pick in Stone?
Yes, I'm Andrew the litter picker. In the course of a morning's work, I can pick up two full bags quite easily. So it's quite a problem. I was talking to a farmer's wife near Modishall. She told me that in the course of a year, her husband had lost 3 cows due to ingestion of litter, which had blown into the fields. I thought I could do some useful voluntary work and at the same time perhaps do myself a bit of good by having a bit of fresh air and exercise. I think I started about 16 years ago.
Wow, 16 years of litter, you must have seen tons and tons.
I don't think about it. I just work on autopilot.
Do people tend to stop and talk to you?
Well, there's a gentleman who lives at Mere Heath who gives me a bottle of wine from time to time, which is very welcome.
You don't do this for any gain yourself?
None at all, no.
How do you feel when you see people dropping litter?
Upsets me a bit that people pay so little heed to town and country. I'm just inured to it. I accept that a lot of people simply don't care enough.
When did you find out you were a man who people were talking about?
At a funeral. One of the undertakers came up to me, something about how I'd been on Radio Stoke. So I was amazed and aghast.
And how do you feel now that people are recognising what you do?
I don't want to live in a rubbish dump any more than they do. It's not remarkable in any way. It's utterly banal and disgusting, really.
Now, we're here in Westbridge Park today. Not only have you got your bag of litter, but you're also going to be taking home a cheque today, aren't you? Mm-hmm. There's a man stood next to you. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Keith. I'm the owner of Castle Comfort Centre. I was in Stoke doing a delivery, and the lady I was delivering it to, we both listened to the article on Radio Stoke, said that she wished she was able to do something just as remarkable as what Andrew was doing.
This cheque, you've got one of those giant printed cheques here. It's for £100, isn't it?
He's very kindly said he's going to take this to Douglas Macmillan.
Why the Diggy Mac? Why that charity?
I don't want to be morbid, but I'm not very far short of my 70th birthday, so I might need them myself in a few years' time.
There you go.
Spring chicken.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, you have your cheque. 16 years of picking, another 16 to go?
16 years, and I'll be 84 by then. But I'll keep going till I drop. There's no use sitting around watching daytime TV, is there?